Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Not only is school starting soon in the region, today is the day teachers report to work in the Redding and Anderson districts, with school opening for students next Wednesday, August 14th. Grants Pass starts school almost 2 weeks behind Redding, but with a notable addition for the new school year, a free preschool for 4- and 5-year-old students. Enrollment space is limited in this first go-round. Let's learn more about the Grants Pass preschool and how the district can afford to offer it for free. Annie Blanchard is the Early Childhood Coordinator for Grants Pass School District 7. Annie, welcome.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Shannon Bilbao is with us as well, the Program Coordinator of Early Childhood Services at SOESD, the Southern Oregon Education Service District. Welcome, Shannon.
Hello.
So, Annie, how long has this been in the works?
Oh, goodness. I would say this has been probably about a couple years. It's definitely been our vision. I think it's every educator's dream to be able to continue to go upstream and offer services prior to kindergarten. But we're just finishing up our first year in our early learning program. And so I would say this is we're opening up our second year, and so it's been kind of started for a couple years now.
How big is the need in Grants Pass for something like a free preschool?
Oh my goodness, the need is vast. We have currently, according to our 2023 census, we have only about 4% of children in a formal preschool program, and we have families that are served in our Head Start program, which is a wonderful program, but we have families that don't qualify for Head Start and they can't afford private preschool. So there is this huge range of families that are in need, and it's just cost prohibitive. So there's definitely a need.
So, Shannon, if you would, talk about the partnership on this project. I imagine you have regular conversations with district people, don't you?
Yes, of course. So we actually, this partnership began last school year. I learned about what Annie has been doing with the school district probably not even a full year ago. And so we started meeting together and talking about what this could look like in the future. And with Early Childhood Services, we serve students with disabilities and developmental delays. And the idea of finding a way to foster a partnership where all of our students in Grants Pass School District are able to learn together just seemed like a really wonderful opportunity.
So did you lay out a timeline at some point about, you know, when you thought you could get Grants Pass to this point?
I don't know if there was ever a formal timeline. I think we had hopes of it happening this school year, but we also knew that there would be a lot of barriers. And so we definitely had the goal of this fall, but, you know, I don't know that we ever really laid out a very strict timeline. It was just kind of a decision that we wanted to move forward as quickly as possible so that we could just kind of move things along.
So Annie, the preschool itself is new, but there was a precursor program, right?
Yes, there is. I feel like Annie, when you had just talked to Shannon about how quickly this has moved along, I think any time you're doing something worthwhile and that everything has just kind of fallen into place, and we couldn't have predicted it and we couldn't have planned this out more perfectly, but it is happening exactly the way it's intended to. And sometimes that means, you know, things are rolling quicker than we thought, which is exciting. So the precursor to this work was to just reach out to our community and let families know that we have free playgroups available for all of our District 7 incoming kiddos. So these were all preschool age kiddos who were going to be in kindergarten this coming year. So I got to meet with families, and it was almost a lab style in my classroom where we got to connect. We had stories and songs, and families got to meet and connect, and moms and grandmas and dads were there having coffee and just truly building community, which is the biggest need right now for our families. And when our families are stronger, our children are thriving, and our whole community benefits from that. So that was our initial rollout, was to start by just getting our foot in the door, meeting these families, and helping to ease that transition to our school system. the way our school system is set up, that families come and they drop their kids at school in kindergarten, and then the families drive away. And it's almost like this exchange of, here you go, and now we get to take over. But that's not how education is going to be moving forward. We have to kind of work together, and we have to support our families, and we have to connect them to community resources and build that relationship before we can teach and we can move past some of this other stuff.
We're talking about Grants Pass opening up its free preschool this fall with Annie Blanchard, who's the Early Childhood Coordinator for the Grants Pass School District, and Shannon Bilbao, who's the Program Coordinator for Southern Oregon Education Service District, which provided a grant for this. We'll talk about the grant in a bit. You can join the conversation. Questions, comments, welcome at jx@jeffnet.org. So, Annie, I understand the playgroups continue, but parents can't be in the playgroups and the preschool. Is that right?
Yes, as far as when we're first rolling this out, we want to be able to provide as many slots to families as possible. And so if you are in the preschool program, we are going to preclude you from being able to be in the playgroups and the other way around. It doesn't mean that down the road we're not going to have a family that we're serving in the preschool program that would greatly benefit from our playgroups. I think that's just best practice. You find which families are in need, and you plug them in. But for the initial rollout, it's going to be one or the other.
So into that finer print, then, you have 36 slots for the preschool. What's the projection about the number of people who might want to fit into those slots, number of families?
Well, right now, we are up to about 49 that have signed up, which is great, seeing as how we've kind of been open for, we launched August 1st. So that's a huge turnout so far, and it really gives us a glimpse at the need and who's out there, who wants access to this. And even though we won't be able to provide slots for everybody this year, our plan is to be able to plug them into playgroups. And then this time next year, we can come back to our community partners and foundations and say, hey, we were able to serve 36 families, but the need is so much greater, and we can increase our ask and go that route.
So how do you choose the 36 who get the slots?
For us, it's really going to be needs-based. So I think we're going to gather all that information and sit down. We're going to meet with Shannon and our director and look at the information and see there's economic need. We have language services, families that need access to that. We have students with disabilities. We have families that are single income or have unstable housing. So there's a range of needs that need to be served. And so it's going to be a tough process, but we're going to kind of put it all together based on that need into a lottery. And then we're just going to kind of pick those 36 slots this first year. And like I said, the families that don't fit in the get a preschool slot will have an opportunity to be involved in the playgroup.
And so, Shannon, you have the perspective across a broader swath of Southern Oregon. Are other districts in the region making steps towards similar programs?
You know, not that I know of. I do believe there is, and Annie might be able to speak to this a little bit more. I do believe there's a program possibly in Oregon that is also doing something similar with a school district. But for the most part, we are relatively separate. So early childhood special education services are for children who are from 3 to 5 years old, and different educational service districts across Oregon find ways to serve those students, and in some ways different than us, and then in some ways very similar. And a lot of time we provide outreach to various preschools in the community. And so this is just a way for us to be able to combine with the district and find an additional resource.
Preschool new to Grants Pass this fall. Shannon Bilbao's with Southern Oregon ESD, and Annie Blanchard's with the district. And so was there financial support in addition to program support from ESD?
So we are, as far as finances, we are going to be partnering with the school district in ways to fund the staffing, but the majority of this funding all of the funding for this preschool has been grant-based or by donation.
Wow. And so how wide-flung the grants there, Annie? Or it sounds like you got at least one really big one.
Oh, yes. It's really been, I am still really humbled with the amount of support and the people that just continue to come to the table, not just the organizations. All Care has really stepped up to the plate. The Ford Foundation, Roundhouse, we have the Carpenter Foundation, Siskiyou Community Healthcare, our local doctors and pediatricians. But I also met with a member from our community who was in his 90s, and he drove all the way into town and sat down with me and wanted to share about his wife who had passed 5 years ago. And he talked about how she was an educator, and he just felt so passionate about just giving money to our program and donating to these children because he said they're our future. And so it's not just like one organization or one person. It is really this coming together of support for, we're not operating in these little silos anymore. We're all coming together and realizing that what benefits our children and families is going to build a stronger community and is going to make lasting change for this generation of kids.
Shannon, talk about that part of it. I mean, there's a lot of research into the benefits for kids getting some kind of schooling before kindergarten.
There's a huge benefit in having schooling before kindergarten. We're noticing that, you know, children walking into kindergarten are very different than in the past. We have, you know, students that are showing up that are not ready for some of the social aspects of kindergarten, and students that have never stepped outside of their home, and then they're suddenly in kindergarten and just kind of expected to, you know, do academic work, sit still, share, and they've never had that exposure. And being able to provide that ahead of time and give these children a boost so that they are ready for kindergarten is really impactful. And for us, for our students, we serve students with disabilities who are already, you know, struggling to kind of meet the what we consider typical standards and developmentally appropriate practice. And we're able to now combine those students and have them in an inclusive setting and learning alongside their peers to be able to be more ready for kindergarten. It's a really big deal. And so having children who are, you know, separated and getting services from us is always wonderful. Early intervention is wonderful, but early intervention is most powerful when students are alongside their peers and able to learn from each other.
Annie, where will the preschool be?
It will be housed out of Highland Elementary School. That's kind of the hub right now for our early learning program.
Was that Highland Elementary?
Yes.
Okay, I've got a little cell phone garble there. Okay, and then I understand it's not all day, not every day. You're not there on Wednesday. So two sessions, morning and afternoon?
Yes, we'll have a morning session from 9 to 11 and afternoon session from 11:30 to 1:30, and it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays.
Any charge to parents? Any supplies they have to buy? Any financial stuff they're on the hook for?
No.
Wow. This is really exciting, isn't it?
It's really exciting. Yeah, I think that, like Shannon touched on, the research is absolutely out there that the return on our investment is there with early learning programs. And these kids, the benefits that they see later in life, they're able to increase graduation rates, they have higher earnings later in life, they are able to hold down jobs. And there was a study where they followed people for 40 years. It was a longitudinal study back in the 60s. And the impact that it made on these children that were in an early learning program, we're seeing it to this day. So there's no question about the benefits and the impact that a strong foundation in early learning has on our future generations.
All right, free preschool in Grants Pass starting with the coming school year, the 24-25 school year. Annie Blanchard is the Early Childhood Coordinator for Grants Pass Schools. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Shannon Bilbao is Program Coordinator for Southern Oregon ESD Education Service District. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's exchange. Check us out online at jeffexchange.org. Angela Decker from JPR News is our senior producer. Andrew Crackles at the controls today. Maxwell and Terry Longshore composed the theme music. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.